This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. Kullu amun wa antum bi khair. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to the year 1444. The Hijri year, 1444, and this is the first Jumu'ah of the new year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in the year and the years to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant only khair and barakah and goodness. May the best of our days lay ahead. May all the good days lay ahead, and may all the bad days be behind us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all the mistakes of the last year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa'ah to those who enter the year sick. Make easy for those who are entering the year through difficulty and hardship. May Allah increase us only that which is good. May Allah grant maghfirah and jannah to those who did not make it to this year. May Allah grant them jannah to firdaus. Ameen, ameen, alhamdulillah. Every day, every moment, and more so every year at the beginning, is an opportunity to reflect and refresh. The Sahaba radiallahu anh would always reflect on their life daily. In the evenings before they went to bed, they looked at, what did I do today? And in the mornings when they woke up, what do I want to achieve? Don't take any day for granted. As Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anh says, rahimullah says, that we, you, me, all we are made up of seconds. And every time a second goes, part of you dies, part of you disappears, until one day, the last second will go and that's it. And so, if you are blessed with a new day that you woke up, alhamdulillah, Allah has given you a new quota of seconds, what do you do with that time? What do you do with that moment? And so, alhamdulillah, Allah has brought us here, and it is time for us to reflect on this year. And it always begins with a niyyah. And so the topic of today is a new year, do something amazing this year. Let this year be a year where each and every one of us, we do something amazing. You help somebody, you build something, you learn something, you get married, whatever it might be, inshallah, you do something amazing. And as a Muslim, I will talk more about niyyah in a minute. Many of us, we don't understand that a niyyah is a goal. It is an intent. We say intention means intent. One of the big problems of the ummah is we act without, you know, consciousness. We are on autopilot. We get up in the morning, put our clothes on, go to work, sit in traffic, come home, repeat for the next 30, 40 years without asking why. What am I doing? Where am I going? We have ulama bodies, masjid committees, we do things. We do a lot of things, a lot of energy. We fight and all of that. But where are we going? What is the goal? What is the roadmap? And before we look at the big picture, because we know there's a big problem globally in terms of leadership, each and every one of you and I, we should reflect. How many of us look at our lives and consider, is this the life I should be living? Or is this the life I even want to live? The sad reality, some people, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Okay, that can happen. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, at least do what you want to do. Is this the life you want to live? Can you see yourself doing this? Either in your marriage, or in your deen, or in your business, or in your dunya, or your parenting. Can I do this for the next 20, 30 years? And then I die. Is that the life I want to live? How many of us, if I were to ask you, what are your plans, what are your goals? So I don't have any plans. I don't know what it is I'm planning to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just know I work to the weekend, and the only thing that I really think about is what takeout I'm going to buy, or what am I going to watch on TV, and that's my plan. You know? How many of us feel that if only I were to achieve some goal, I would live a more meaningful life? If I only to get that promotion, that extra few rand, lose those kilos, then I'd be living a fulfilled life. But I never get there. I always live in this mediocrity. And this is not the way of the Sahaba, not the way of the Muslims. I know many of us, we are brought up with the idea, Allah provides. You never take tomorrow, don't think too deeply in tomorrow, only live for today. The Sahaba, yes, they didn't take the future as a guarantee. But they planned very strategically. And they had a vision. And the Hijrah is a testament to that. They came and they formed a city in the middle of complete Jahiliyyah against the entire world. They had so many problems. But we are the products of that vision. That this little town of Medina, after the Hijrah, is going to change the world. Not more than 1,000, 2,000 people. The whole of Medina. Men, women, children. The entire world against them. We are going to change the world. And how many empires have come and went? The Roman Empire, Persian Empire, the colonial powers, all of them came and went. But their project has remained to the tip of Africa, to the ends of the world. few group of people change the world. And so every single person, and this is why the Nabi in the hadith, he says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Take account of yourself. It's a hadith. Take account of yourself before account is taken of you. With regards to your deen, am I... So sit down today, inshallah, when you have the opportunity, am I in a good space with regards to my religion? There are certain things we have to do. Yes, there are certain things we'd love to do, and maybe we never get to that tahajjud making, Monday, Thursday fasting. Inshallah, one day we get there. But there are certain things which we have to be at already. Performing our salahs, doing the basics, giving some basic charity. Where am I religiously? And if I'm not there yet, I need to work on it. Am I okay with my family? What kind of father am I? Husband am I? Son am I? Daughter, you know, brother? What kind of person am I? If there's a relationship that's a problem, fix that. Make that. So the beginning of the year is the opportunity to fix things. Where am I in my career? The deen doesn't only say, look at, forget the dunya. You must want what's good for your career. You must want what is best for you in your career. Your health, subhanAllah. Our body is an amana. And you know this is something that, subhanAllah, so my to-do list that is never, it's always on the to-do. We roll it over. You know, subhanAllah. It has come down a little bit. Alhamdulillah, it has come down a little bit. So, but it is something that we have to look at. Because Allah is going to ask you about your body. How you used it. How you abused it. Your financial matters, subhanAllah. As Muslims, we are very poor sometimes. We are very good at making money sometimes, but very poor in how we keep track, record and all these things. One thing you'd find in the Quran, Allah doesn't require you to put your nikah contract on paper or to become a Muslim that you must sign a document. But when it comes to financial transactions, inheritance and loans, document it. Keep solid record with regards to money. We need to be meticulous when it comes to finances. And of course, socially, this is just yourself, but how are you to your community? Are you happy with the kind of person you are in your community? And you'll find this again, and I say all this, when we have a janazah, listen to how people talk about them. Sometimes people are going to say amazing things about you, and the world will really feel sad that you're lost, that you're passing, because you, the world feels your absence. And others will say, he had a very beautiful janazah, the akni was very nice, and that's it. That's it. 5 minutes after you maningalt, the akni is what we're all thinking about. So may Allah grant that we feel very, very sad at when we go because we left a mark. So this year, subhanAllah, do something special. Don't be mediocre. Don't be mediocre. Do something for the sake of Allah firstly, and for your sake that you can look back and say, alhamdulillah, I listened to a lecture at the beginning of the year. We're now at the end of the year when the hajjis and all of that, next Eid al-Adha. Alhamdulillah, I did something special. I cherished it. I did something brave. I took something on. And how do we do this amazing? Where do we start? Like, you know, okay, yes, I want to do it. Where do I start? It always begins with this, to remind ourselves that Allah already gave you an objective. Allah already gave you and me an objective in life. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the man, the jinn and mankind, except that you should serve and worship me. Your only objective that you must fulfill is to serve Allah, to please Allah, to have a relationship with Him. Yes, you can have other objectives, but this is your primary objective. So if you are the most amazing employee, the most amazing CEO, the most amazing father, husband, but you are not pleasing Allah, you don't have a relationship, then you are a failure as a human being. You are a failure as a your purpose, Allah sent you on the dunya to do something. When you come back to Him, said, I've done all these things, Ya Allah. I acquired all these things, I wrote all these things, I learned all these things. But Allah said, what did you do for me? I didn't do anything for you. Then you failed. Your time on earth was a failure. And so everyone must look back and reflect, what is my duty that I have to achieve before I die? You and I are never going to have the bodies that we dream about, the money that we dream about, the power, the prestige. We're never going to get all the goals right. But this one we must get right before we die. That I have a basic level of relationship with Allah. But of course, that is the basics. Allah has put upon the ummah collectively, and all of us, a very high standard. Allah says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Allah says to you and me, let there always be an ummah, a group of people, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Let there always be a group from amongst you, someone in the community, that this is the people, these are the people that stand up for what is good, and they stand against what is wrong, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are going to be the successful people. Allah says that there has to be a group of people that leads the community, that makes not just for yourself, but you make changes in the world. He commands that from us as a people. And make your niyyah, I want to be of this people in this ayah. I want, because you know also at every time and place, there will always be a group of people holding, keeping the ship forward, keeping the ship sailing. Sometimes it's rocky, sometimes it's not going forward, backward. But there's always going to be a group of people that Allah is supporting. Ya Allah, let us be from amongst them. Let us be from amongst them. So to begin with, number one, you already have an objective from Allah. You and I need to assess. Am I fulfilling my objective in serving Allah and to be a person that brings about goodness in the world that I'm in? Number two, it begins with a niyyah. The first step begins with a niyyah. And you know, you're gonna pay thousands of dollars to hear the best of minds, the Simon Sinek's of the world, to tell you it begins with your values, it begins with your dreams and your passions and all that. It's basically saying what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 1,400 years ago, it is your niyyah. Everything begins with that internal step in your heart. And if that is correct, everything builds on that. Sadaqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, and really this hadith is actually in the context of the Hijrah, he said, actions, and the hadith you all know, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ, you even know the Arabic, that actions are judged upon the intentions. Allah, there's two parts to this hadith. One, actions are judged by intentions, and every person will be remunerated, rewarded according to his intention. The first part, alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah. Allah will judge us, reward us, or punish based on the intention in the heart. No one does this. Your boss is not going to pay you because you intended to get the report out. Your teacher is not going to give you an A because you intended to work hard and pass. This world, reward is based on action. Whereas Allah knows that many of us, we have a lot of intention but very little action. Allah will reward the intention. If it's a sincere intention, I want to do this, I want to do that, sincere, Allah will reward you for that. And this is probably the cheapest, easiest way to get to Jannah. To make a sincere promise to Allah, Ya Allah, I really want to do this one day. Help me to do it. Allah already writes the reward for you. That haji that wants to go for hajj, dreams about going to hajj, goes to hajj classes, never gets to go hajj, you'll find inshallah a complete perfect hajj there. And many times, the hajj Allah gives you through your intention would have been more rewarding than the one that you actually did. Because Allah is not going to give you a half a hajj. He's going to give you a perfect hajj. But based on how sincere your niyyah is. The sad thing about the ummah is we don't have intentions. If you sat down and you interrogated someone, not interrogated, but you asked them, what are your niyas? What are your intentions for yourself? So I don't really have an intention. I just do what my boss tells me at work and what my wife tells me at home. That's what I do. There's no reason for me to have any thoughts of my own. You know? One day, inshallah, when I'm retired and I don't have a boss, then I can think for myself. And that's when I don't know what to do with my life. And find 65-year-olds. What must I do now? I don't have a boss telling me what to do. Right? So subhanAllah, at least have an intention in your heart of where you want to be. Then Allah subhanAllah, then the Prophet says, and every person will be rewarded according to what they intended, that you will get the reward for your intention. But also subhanAllah, the success you will see in the dunya is based on that intention. In based on how sincere and how determined and how dedicated you are, that is where success comes in. And we know this from time and time again from the Sahaba, from the scholars and the Salaf of the old. There were many, many great scholars who did a lot of hard work. But it was not the best madhabs that survived, or the best books that became famous. The ones that stood the test of time had this extra something, acceptance from Allah. So how did the same 24 hours I have, that guy has, but he's done so much more with his 24 hours. There's that extra something, acceptance from Allah. And so if you purify your niyyah for the sake of Allah, and this is your daily life, I'm working, Ya Allah, to feed my family. I'm working, Ya Allah, to do good in the world, to give some charity. I'm sleeping, I'm eating so that, you know, avoiding haram. You just purify your niyyah, then even your mundane tasks in life becomes an act of ibadah. And there's barakah in that. So every single person, if you want to put your deeds and elevate them, have a sincere niyyah. And these are the times of the year that we, at least once a year, subhanAllah, in the corporate world, at least every quarter they have a refresh and they have a new strategy and the way we're going forward. This is dunya stuff, man. That's going to disappear. When you resign or you die, they replace you tomorrow. But when it comes to our family and ourselves, we don't have a plan, a strategy, a way forward. This is where we take account of where am I going. Begin with that niyyah. And perhaps today, before you, when you sit in traffic on your way home, or before Maghrib, after, reflect, what is it? Put this, and you should put it down on a piece of paper. Where do I want to be as a Muslim, as a father, as in my work, where do I want to be? Just by putting it down, Allah's going to reward you. He will write that for you. I want to one day be a person that makes 5 times a day salah in the masjid. Allah will give the reward for that. Just put it down on paper. The next step, and this is where now it becomes the effort and the toil. And this is the difference between the dreamers and the doers. So everyone can be a dreamer, at least be a dreamer. But inshallah, those who are going to really achieve success in the dunya and the akhirah are those who now put something of those intentions into action. And Allah says, وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah says, and you will not get anything except that which you strove for. It's a rule of Allah. You're not going to get anything except that which you rush towards. If you rush towards Jannah, you'll get Jannah. If you rush towards money, you'll get money. Allah is not unfair. He gives you what you strive for. So what are you and I striving for? It requires a bit of sa'ah. It requires a bit of effort. If you want something good, if you want to lose those kilos, you must rush towards it on the treadmill. If you want to get some money, you must work hard. If you want to get... So this ummah, with its dreams, alhamdulillah, there has to be some effort and some juhud. And this is, subhanallah, it will never... What you give to Allah, He's going to give so much in return. And subhanallah, as we say this to our students, and many of them are about to enter an exam period later on in the year, we say, if you work hard, you will succeed. This applies to us when you also finish school and university. When you work hard, you will succeed. Maybe you won't see the success in that thing. And that's the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the master. You could plant a few plants, and you focus all your effort on this plant, and this one doesn't grow. Yet the one which you didn't put too much effort in, that's the one which Allah causes to sprout. Because Allah just wants to look at how much effort did you put in? How much did you really want it? And then He gives you something, either that thing, or He gives you something even better in return. This is our aqidah, this is our belief with regards to Allah. And we know that when you say, so now you say, I have the intention, yes, I'm going to start, and you're going to start, you have the energy, where do I start? How do I begin? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, when he saw they were ready, they were like camels that were about to rush forward, said, hold on, slow, hold your horses. Take up good deeds only as much you're able to do. The Nabi says to the Sahaba, start with things you're able to handle. Don't start with, I'm using a lot of gym metaphors here. You know, don't start with, I don't know, 100 kilos. Start with a 5 kilo. Right? Take up deeds that you can handle. Take up deeds that you are able to do. For the best deeds are those done regularly, even if there are few. Our problem has always been consistency. I know that's my problem. We can make khatams in Ramadan. We can do amazing things. We can do so much that the awliya think, wow, these guys are amazing. But then it falls for the rest of the 11 months. Same with the work. We can work night and day over a busy period, and then we can be very lax throughout. Be consistent. And this is the Prophet ﷺ, one of his successes. And you'll find again, you'd pay tens of thousands of dollars just to get someone to tell you this. Be consistent. Wake up early in the morning, the 5 a.m., 4 a.m. club, there's a book. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, everything's found in the seerah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi. The Nabi Sallallahu, if you took his day, you would not see extremes in his day. You would see moderation in his salah, moderation in his teaching, never had long khutbahs, moderation in his, but he consistently watered that plant every day, little bits, and continued to have focus on his objectives. No matter what happens around him, he remained focused. Inshallah, another khutbah on pure, the strategy of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is amazing. And so, and remember, yes, to achieve the success, you must work hard and be consistent in all of that. But ultimately, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala just wants to see some action. The Nabi says, guard yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it's with a piece of a date, or less than that. And if you can't do that, then a kind word or a smile. It is enough to enter Jannah through a piece of a date of charity. A smile will get you to Jannah. Or as one scholar has said, you and I don't know how the deeds are going to stack up on the day of Qiyamah. It might be that the good deeds, bad deeds are equal, and the last deed you have to, you don't know what this deed is, you're in the pocket now, Ya Allah, it's the last deed I have. The day before I died, the last, I don't know, if I open it up and it's a bad deed, I'm going the other way. And you open up, that was the kiss you gave your wife before you fell asleep and you passed away, it's a good deed, and you go to Jannah. Every deed has the potential to be that one deed that pushes you. At the end of the day, if the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, straight to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, no Jahannam. And so, you don't know what small deed will get you to Jannah. And as we all know so many times, Allah does not reward based on quantity, He bases on quality. A sincere deed that is small, Allah will give infinite amount of reward. But He never ever punishes or ascribes a penalty except to the extent of the sin. You did this sin, no matter how bad you did it, you'll only get, it's limited. But the reward has no limit. And so don't worry. Don't worry if you have big dreams, a lot of energy, but you don't see the results. It's not about the results. No one is going to be the greatest alim in the world. No one is going to solve the problems of the dunya. When the Rabbi Sallam passed away, he didn't solve all the problems. But just be on the road of trying to solve them. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. You'd find, fi sabilillah, on the path of Allah. So, but I want to get to the destination. No, no, no. You just be on the path of Allah. The destination is Allah. The destination is Allah. So be on the path of doing something good, even if it's a date. Even if it is, I'm going to smile. So subhanAllah, you put a goal. I want to smile more. That's my goal. I want to smile more. That is a deed from the sunnah that could get you to Jannah. I want to give a date out every day to a poor person. That can get you to Jannah. So sometimes we think, how am I, okay, I want to change the world. How am I going to solve Palestine and Israel? Now you sit down and you think and nothing happens. No, start with what you can do. And then subhanAllah, and we conclude subhanAllah, Allah says if you do these things, He gives you a guarantee. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ Allah says, I promise. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah says, and He has promised those who have iman and they do good deeds. There is some effort in them. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ We will surely grant you authority, success, prosperity. The word Khalifa has so many meanings. You will be the representative of Allah in this earth. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ As He had done so in the past. As He had given to the Sahaba. As He had given to the Anbiya. Two conditions. Iman, be sincere with Allah. And put some good work. Allah didn't even say what good deeds. Some good deeds. A good deed. Any good deed. Just combine Iman with some good deeds. You will become the successful ones in the dunya. مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلْيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي إِرْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلْيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمَنًا And Allah says that He will establish them, their religion, which Allah has preferred for them, that they will surely, and Allah will take away their fear and their insecurity. They will have no fear, no problems, the enemies of Allah won't affect you anymore, you will be successful. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that success. Every single one of us has the potential to change the world, but at least you will definitely have the ability to change your own lives. I have the ability to change my own lives. Let us take some account. Let us make those niyas. Let us put them down. SubhanAllah, perhaps that which we put down on paper, even if we achieve nothing, it will come out in the day of Qiyamah and say, yeah, also look at your life. What did you achieve? You say, yeah, I didn't do anything. But yeah, I have a roadmap. I was hoping to get there one. I was hoping to get there. I wrote it down on paper. And inshallah, Allah says that, inshallah, into Jannah, bi-ibnillah. Just a few announcements. As we know, the 10th of Muharram is going to coincide with the 9th of August, the Tuesday public holiday. And of course, to fast on the Ashura is how Allah begins the year, that you fast and it forgives the previous years of sin. Whoever fasts on the day of Ashura, the entire previous year's sins are forgiven. And of course, it is good to fast the Ashura and the day before, the Monday, or the day after, the Wednesday, inshallah. And so may Allah forgive all our sins, bi-ibnillah. A few announcements. So on that day, and because of the moon, you know, sighting, there's a march on that day. So, inshallah, fast, most important thing. And if you can fast and march, then there's a Muharram march, and it's going to be in honor of the iconic women. Of course, it's Women's Month as well. So, Women's Month and Muharram align. And so that will be happening on the Tuesday. Whoever wants to donate, and remember, a lot of kids are going to come. This is a tradition. The kids come and they dress up, and it's, you know, to commemorate. Alhamdulillah, in the years that we've been in the country as Muslims, we commemorate it. So you can support as well, whoever wants to. And then just a quick announcement, alhamdulillah, we ended the year. No, we actually, the first of Muharram was Maghrib time. What were you doing New Year's Eve? What were you all doing New Year's? You know where I was? Alhamdulillah, the meet and treat. We had single young men, 12 single ladies and 12 single brothers, and they met each other. And Alhamdulillah, it was a beautiful event. We are planning another one before the end of the month. SOS again for unmarried single guys looking for a wife. Do something amazing, get married. So inshallah, if you're not married, Alhamdulillah, it was very good. And successful, Alhamdulillah. We hope that the nikah will come from these meetings. But again, we'd like to have another one. The sisters are ready. They signed up. They're keen and eager. We just need another 10 men between the ages of 25 and 35. Not married, inshallah. Please, inshallah, contact me if you meet that criteria. Bismillah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.